This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is our number two. Which always happens about this time of night, but I just like saying it. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Well, he was away. Well, no, he wasn't away. I was away. Then the next day, we had John on in his place. But it's always great to have the editor-in-chief from The Truth About Guns come on the show to give me a weekly recap. Especially tonight, because I'm all kinds of distracted. I've rearranged the computer setup. I took one computer out of the setup, and now I'm using my big iMac. Have you got the big iMac?
I don't. I just work out of a MacBook Air laptop.
Oh.
That's my operation.
I have the big iMac. Do you know how big the big iMac is?
Yeah, that's a big hunk of metal.
97 inches.
Holy cow.
Yeah. You have to rent a truck just to move the screen. I got the big iMac. So, but it lets you
open all kinds of windows.
Blind person could see this. I mean, it's actually the 21-inch one, but it's so much easier for me to see with my failing eyesight. So what's up? Were you productive last week?
Oh, it depends on what you mean by productive. Yeah, I was out in Utah, courtesy of the nice people at Silencer Co. and some people there from Winchester as well. I got to shoot some new cans and some old cans at all kinds of distances. And we saw the Silencer Co. factory and how they do what they do there, which is pretty darn impressive and amazingly big. I had no idea I knew they were probably the biggest silencer company in the country, but I didn't know how big that operation was. And it's always good to be in Utah. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. Got to go up in the mountains. So.
I've got to go there to train with somebody one day with Ozzy. Trying to get to elevate people to pay for that one too, Salt Lake.
Been lucky enough to spend a lot of time out there. It's one of my favorite places.
Right. So what has been capturing your fancy here lately?
Well, we might as well get the weekly NRA crisis report out of the way, because that just seems to be the regular
feature. Has something new happened?
The firearms. Well, yeah, it depends on what you think of as new. And we've had, it appears that the NRA has dropped their carry guard insurance program. Bloomberg financed friends at the Trace have reported, the NRA carry guard website no longer mentions insurance at all. They only talk about training in some nebulous way. so that's apparently a thing of the past, along with NRA TV and a lot of board members and officers who had the temerity to oppose Wayne LaPierre.
Did you notice where Cam Edwards went?
Yeah, Bearing Arms, our competitor, but good to have him. Good to have him there. I sent him a message on Twitter. I mean, he will do a very good job there, and it's good to have another articulate voice for gun rights out there doing what he does so well. I couldn't be happier for him.
He's the first one I've heard that actually went to something else, or unless you have heard of any.
I haven't really been checking. Dana Lash has always had a radio show, so I guess she's probably just focusing on that. I don't know what else. I'm sure she'll end up doing something else for a gun company or something like that. She will not stay idle for long, I would think. So, yeah, I don't really follow those people much. But since Cam landed sort of in our business, yeah, I did hear about that. So congratulations to him.
I feel bad for him because, you know, if he's like me, one of the reasons I don't write is, well, I don't like punctuation. Maybe he does. Maybe he does.
That's why you have an editor.
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking about me writing something. If I write what I was talking about right now, I submit it to you, you're going to be like, Bill, you made me sweat on this one.
That's okay. You wouldn't be the first.
Yeah.
But along with that, CNN ran a post on the web over the weekend talking about the waning NRA political strength, given the fact that many members and contributors are withholding dollars, and their prime lobbyist, Chris Cox, is a thing of the past as well. I was actually quoted in there a couple of times. I talked to the CNN reporter about Wayne and the organization. And then John Bach wrote something saying that comparing that to a Dewey defeats Truman, saying it's a little early to declare the NRA's political clout dead, because while Cox may be gone and the perception of their power may be waning, the real source of the NRA's power is the fact that they have 5 million members who are very active, very engaged, and vote in every darn election there is. And there's about another 10 to 14 million people who think they're NRA members for some reason and tend to vote along those lines. So that was Mr. Bach.
The only thing about the NRA right now that makes me worry a little bit is, you know, there's ongoing stuff going on out there, and we'll see. I see a thing. Well, the NRA today supported this lawsuit. The NRA today weighed in on giving their support for this legislation. And to me, it sort of seems like a lot of people just don't care if they're weighing in on it. They're looked at as marginalized.
Well, and that's what a number of people have pointed out, that the fact is that if a once powerful operation like the NRA or any other organization or wielder of influence is perceived to be weakened, perceived to be less than it used to be, then its power, whatever the reality of the votes behind it, its power then has been reduced. That means that politicians who would have thought twice about going up against the NRA in one of their positions will be less reticent about doing that. So, yeah, it's hard to believe that they, you know, if there's some sort of power meter and their reading used to be 95%, it's hard to believe it's not somewhere around at least 65 or 75% now. It has to be down. They can't be as strong as they were.
Yeah.
So my impression anyway.
I think that they did. If a couple of things happened, I think that a lot of things would change overnight if they would just simply happen. But, you know, we're going to have to wait to see if that actually does come about. But we're heading into the next break when we get back more from Dan. Dan has an enviable position because I know some of his writers and I know what he probably goes through whenever they submit a piece to him. But yet 10, 15, 20 times a day, depending on the news cycle, his website, Truth About Guns, is throwing the articles out there. The fastest response time, the quickest breaking news. Check them out, thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. All right, so we got the what is now, I guess, the usual NRA crisis update out of the way. What did we have any fun?
Fun. We publish all kinds of fun stuff, like gun reviews, and recommendations on how to improve your shooting and things like that. We ran a post this week on how much finger to put on the trigger, how much is too much, how much is not enough, that type of thing. You know, guns for beginners type stuff, but it's good for any shooter, of course. So, I guess I would call that fun, I suppose. Would you call that fun?
I would. You know, one of the things that, and I don't know if you've ever run an article on this, but maybe this will give you some genesis of an idea. I have some sort of astigmatism, right? And whenever I shoot, if I have a camera on me at an angle where they can see my eyes, I'm always, I can obtain a better sight picture closing one eye faster. I can attain it faster that way too. But everybody's always, well, you should try to work on shooting with both of your eyes open. And I think about one thing whenever that happens. You're my age, so you remember when Hank Aaron was still a relatively young man, right?
Sure.
Now he was a right-handed batter, and when he came into the, you know, with a right-handed batter, the left hand is on the bat on the bottom,
right?
And the right hand is on top.
Correct.
He had his hands crossed, and at the time, he was such a raw talent when he was young. He could pull around on that baseball so hard that, I mean, he just about could hit it directly behind him because he was that fast. And of course, they did modify his grip on it because having your lower hand on top means you're exposing your elbow and a lot more of your arm in case you can't get out of the way. So they were worried that he would get hurt. And of course, they changed him. He still became the home run king. But what if they left him alone?
That's a good question. I mean, he did pretty well as he was. I mean, so he in his altered state. But would he have done better the other way? However, he naturally held the bat for some reason. Who knows?
Well, I mean, he did what he did primarily because he was consistent for 20 some odd years, and he never had a 50 home run season, not one.
No, he just hit a lot of home runs.
All the
every
time.
Every single year, swamp. He's still the home run king as far as I'm concerned. He's great.
Do you think instructors, I mean, should it be point like I have read certain things where they'll talk about encouraging people to close that one eye to get them a better sight picture because with new shooters, shouldn't we be wanting them to encourage them to shoot often, train often, buy a gun, carry a gun?
Yes, I think that's absolutely true. I'm one of those people who just thinks the gun is a tool and you should shoot within reason. You know, you try to adopt good basic form in terms of a stance, how you hold a gun, things like that. But beyond that, if you shoot better with one eye than you do with both eyes open, fine, do it. Just get out there, practice, whatever feels the most comfortable to you, and gets you the best results. I'm all for it. Whether that's classically correct, whether that is, the current doctrine among the top trainers in the firearms world, that to me, that just doesn't matter. I think I tend to squint, when I shoot a handgun cause I'm one of those cross-eyed dominant people. So I hold the gun in my right hand and I'm sighting that with my left hand, or with my left eye. And I, when I shoot a shotgun, I've got a piece of tape on my left eye so I can keep both eyes open and block out my left vision. You know, it complicates things, but you do what you can to compensate and do what works for you.
Yeah.
And the best way to find out what that is just to shoot a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I think encouraging new shooters to shoot. And, the other thing I've discovered is that with a red dot, I can shoot with both eyes open.
I'm the same way. I'm absolutely the same way. When I shoot a carbine or something like that, I rarely shoot a handgun with a red dot, but I did, for instance, over the weekend or last week out in Utah, and I tend to keep both eyes open that way too. That makes it easier for me and makes, I think I'm actually probably sighting more toward my right eye than my left now that I think about it. But, yeah, I shoot with both eyes open with a red dot. I don't know why that is, but I do.
It makes better sense, but I mean, red dots, carrying a red dot on a gun is still a relatively new thing. I have one gun currently with an optic mounted on it. And it's a nice one, but I do carry it from time to time. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And more and more people do too. I mean, they're more affordable and a lot of people just like them a lot better.
Well, I don't have an optics company that, pays me to talk about their optics. So if you're out there and you're looking at the Holosun 507, you'll be surprised how much it costs, and you'll be pleased with it. I mean, don't use it to drive nails. Have you seen those videos where they take the RMR and drive a nail into the and then pull up? That's fine if you've got two of those, because you're going to break one of them eventually. Don't drive a nail with it. It's an optic. Just treat it like an optic.
Yeah, a lot of people say a lot of good things about the RMR. I have not shot it. I've shot with the Leupold Delta Point. That's a that's a very good one as well.
Yeah.
I hear good things about the Holosun, but yeah, whatever works for you.
Holosun is a lot of bang for the buck. I'm going to get a Delta Point, but the Holosun is a lot of bang for the buck. So, the instruction thing. I'm very much into the instruction thing. I think everybody, I'm waiting for that to be the next big segment of the gun industry, which it has never taken off the way I thought it would. But we're coming up on the break. I'm going to ask you about that when we get back, why you think that is. But truthaboutguns.com, that's where Dan plies his trade every day, all day. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The war in Afghanistan has been going on for 18 years, but President Trump tells reporters on Monday you could win it pretty easily.
I have plans on Afghanistan that if I wanted to win that war, Afghanistan would be wiped off the face of the earth. It would be gone. It would be over in literally in 10 days.
Congressional and White House negotiators have reached a deal to increase the debt ceiling and also increase spending in the United States, although Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell seems to be no fan of adding more spending.
We are spending more than I would like to, but I don't get to ignore the House. The president doesn't get to ignore the House.
The Kentucky Republican was speaking there on Fox Business. A final look at your numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow gained 18 points to close at 27,172. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking with the editor-in-chief at the truthaboutguns.com, and that is Dan Zimmerman. Why do you think the training industry has never exploded?
Well, what do you mean by exploded?
Well, I mean, under Barack Obama, by the time, what was it, by June of 2013, there had already been 100 million background checks run under his administration. It went on for another 3 years for him. So we would have to guess that he added a whole lot of new guns and new gun owners to the numbers that were already out there.
Sure.
And for people that buy guns, a lot of them are going to become like permit holders. Okay, what do we got, like 17, 18 million permit holders today?
About right, and that doesn't count the people who live in constitutional carry states.
That's right. And how many states? How many of those states are there out there? 15, 16?
16 or 17. I lose track. I think Kentucky was the last one.
So maybe we have a pool of 40 million gun carriers out there that we just can't count because of the constitutional carry states. And wouldn't you think that people that, I mean, because I go to classes. Because if I have to pull my gun in self-defense, I want to win blatantly. I want to win blatantly, and I want to hit only the person that I have to engage, and I want to know exactly what I'm doing as I go along doing it. Even though I believe I do now. I still want to continue to hone those tools. Now, certainly, everybody's not like me, I'm sure, but wouldn't you think that gun training, and I mean, there's a lot of trainers that I know of, their rates are very reasonable. What do you think?
That's true. I think there's a few things going on. I think fundamentally, firearms are simple devices. So that even a rank novice who goes out and buys one, brings it home and figures, open end goes toward the bad guy, pull the trigger, and that's what I need to do. So a lot of people don't necessarily perceive the need to get training. Number two, there's the cost issue, the cost and the time issue. It's for a basic concealed carry permit class, which a lot of most states require you take either a 4-hour class or 8-hour class, depending on what it is in different states. Those are usually generally reasonable, $7,500, somewhere in there. But for real training, you know, a day-long class or something like that, that usually runs at least a couple of $100s. And that's not a huge amount, but it's not an insignificant outlay of cash. And not everybody can do that. Not everybody can give up an entire day. You've got family, you've got all kinds of sure. other things going on. So there's that as well. And then finally, I think a lot of people, especially the people who either can't afford or don't have time to do it, they find other resources. You know, there's YouTube. There's a lot of trainers out there. Now, there's a lot of very questionable stuff out there. There's a lot of very good advice out there. So I think a lot of people watch that and then go to their local range and try to practice that to the extent that they can. You know, that's can be pretty difficult in a square range environment, you know, most of those places don't allow you to draw from a holster. It can be difficult to get any sort of realistic movement or some of the things that you would get in an actual class. But still, it's better than nothing. I mean, if you locate or you find a good trainer giving good advice on YouTube, and then go out and try to practice as much as you can of that as you can at your local range, preferably even in an outdoor range where you can actually move and shoot, that type of thing.
Right.
That's certainly better than nothing. But that doesn't, to your point, that doesn't increase the business of the training industry. So I think people are always looking for ways around that. You know, we've got, 100 plus million gun owners in this country, probably 125 million at least. And of those, I bet not more than 5% have ever been in any kind of training, and that may even be generous.
Well, I know that the majority of defenders that use guns during the day, you know, at 3 million, that's 6,900 people a day. So I'm almost certain if we found somebody that went to a tactical response class once a year, a Steve Fisher class that same year, and maybe got with Rob Pincus, I guarantee you that if that person got attacked, that whoever attacked him they'd find him shot 8 times in one little small hole.
Yeah,
and we never hear about that.
Yeah, I certainly don't mean to denigrate the quality, the benefits of training. Certainly, you know, those people, Rob Pinks of the world, Todd Jarrett, people like that, those people will teach you to be better shooters. You will be a better personal defender after having taken their classes. But again, not everybody has the time, not everybody has the wherewithal to take that. And again, most people just figure, you know, point the open end at the bad guy and shoot. And
yeah.
As you say, a million plus defensive gun uses every year, most of which don't involve pulling the trigger. It seems to work. I'd rather people own a gun and not have any training and be able to defend themselves than not own a gun at all because they couldn't afford training.
Me too. Me too.
Or didn't have time. So, you know, certainly I'd recommend it. I'd love to have everybody get training, who can, but, not everybody can. So
we should, start, you and I should start our own training academy. We could call it Bill and Dan's Micro Classes. Not Carry Guard. Just, we're not going to do Carry Guard. No, Carry Guard's over with. That's passe. We're going to have micro classes. We'll get out there and say, we're going to teach you to shoot in 2 hours because we got other stuff to do.
You know, people can learn a lot in 2 hours. There's a lot of basic gun handling and gun safety and shooting that they can learn in 2 hours. People like Rick Ector, you know, train. You know, he has those annual events in Detroit where he trains like 600-700 people in a day. Those things do a lot of benefit, do a lot of good.
It all comes down to just the trigger time.
Yeah. No, I agree.
I think in the micro academy we could set up. I'd be on one end as an RSO. You could be on the other end as an RSO, and we could have, I don't know, 90 students between us.
I don't know if I'd want to kettle 90 students between just the two of us.
Well, we'd be handling their money too when they paid for the class. Even
well,
you know.
Yeah.
We're going to charge a micro amount of money so they'll come and train, but we got to have the volume. We got to have the volume. We got to have volume. So there's going to be value there. We're going to give them a hat.
Oh, a hat? Oh, they got a hat. Oh, that's...
Or a T-shirt. I don't know. One or the other. I don't know.
Anyway. Well, it's good. At least we'll have a souvenir to take home.
Did I just say all that out loud? Let's just forget about that, shall we? We're coming up on the next break. We'll be right back. My guest is Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the Truth About Guns, since this is the recap, and maybe I should let you talk about something that happened at Truth About Guns.
Well, what do you know about ITAR?
Well, I know that they popped Cody Wilson into that, right?
Yeah, that was one of the things that they used to block the distribution of 3D guns.
And I know whenever one of these superstar trainers goes out of the country, they have to do something that is in compliance of ITAR as well, don't they?
You know, that I don't know. I don't know how it affects somebody who's taking their guns out of the country. The issue here at hand is its effect on, first of all, gun manufacturers. ITAR, which stands for International Traffic in Arms Regulation, governs, of course, the sales of armaments to other countries. But the way the law is written and the genius of the government, if Ruger wants to sell 10-22s to somebody in, say, Europe, they have to go through the same hoops that Northrop Grumman has to go through to sell an F-35 to Saudi Arabia. Standard small arms, handguns, long guns are equally regulated under ITAR. The Trump administration has wanted to do something about that. They proposed moving regulation of those armaments from the State Department to the Commerce Department. And for reasons that I don't understand completely, the State Department has a controlled, in effect, a controlled substances and controlled weapons list that is more stringent than Commerce's. I don't know why that is. I just know that it is. So in February, the Trump administration proposed that move, and in the mysterious ways of the government, that started a 30-day clock under which the public could comment on that proposed move. That clock expired, and after that time period, now nothing is preventing the Trump administration from moving regulation for small arms. Again, these are gun shop guns that anybody in the U.S. can walk in and buy.
Right.
Regular background checks. Letting Smith & Wesson and Ruger sell those kinds of guns to other countries. But that move has been delayed. And from what we found out from a source, the source of delay is within the Commerce Department. There is an attorney there who works there in the Bureau of Industry and Security. Her name is Nazak Nakaktar. Sorry, I mispronounced that, but I think that's correct.
I'll take your word for it. I'm not challenging that one.
She was nominated to her position in the Commerce Department in the Bureau of Industry and Security over a year ago, almost a year and a half ago. And she apparently is the one who is delaying this over her concerns having to do with the distribution of 3D gun files, something that has absolutely nothing to do with selling a 10/22 or a Smith & Wesson 686 to gun stores in other countries or to police departments, in Brazil or wherever, Korea. And this apparently is one of the reasons why she has not been confirmed yet by the Senate. The administration has not put her name officially forward. While she's been nominated, they apparently have to forward her name to the Senate for confirmation, and they've conspicuously not done that. And speculation is the reason is she would come under withering fire because this move from State Department to Commerce of the regulation of these gun sales is supported by people on both sides of the aisle. Senators, Democrat and Republican senators had sent letters to the Secretary of State and the Secretary of Commerce almost 2 years ago promoting this move. There's another benefit, too, if they make this move. One of the, through the genius of the Obama administration, there was an executive order issued that redefined what constitutes a gun manufacturer who was covered under the ITAR law. And because of the way they redefined it, every gunsmith in the country is now technically a gun manufacturer. What that means is every gunsmith in the country has to pay a $2,250 fee every year just to remain in operation because of ITAR. I don't understand all that. I just know that that's the case. And making this move, again, which this Nazak Nakaktar is holding up, is keeping that fee from going away. So she's apparently holding up keeping these gunsmiths from paying this fee needlessly. So we asked why that is and would love to know why the Trump administration is letting her get away with that. Now, obviously, not everybody in the Trump administration is a fan of guns. There are people who would, as we've found out of various issues over the last 2 years, are all too happy to thwart the administration's policies. So we ran that post, and it got a lot of comment and a lot of play.
We've got a couple of minutes left, so real quick. Does this mean that if a gunsmith is paying this fee, does he have to get a license to be a manufacturer still from the ATF?
But I don't know the answer to that. I don't know the licensing.
Well, I would hope not.
I wouldn't think so. I think anybody can hang out a shingle and be a gunsmith. But if you take in guns and alter them and work on them, that technically, again, under the Obama executive order, makes you a gun manufacturer. So I'm sure you've got to be registered with the government in some shape, manner, shape, or form, so that you can pay that $2,250 tax.
Well, you know, that is important. But I remember hearing about that, and I wondered about that then, and I still wonder about it now. I would really like to know if, because, I mean, I've got sponsors that are both gun dealers and gun manufacturers and guns, you know, they're all three things. But they got a separate manufacturer. I guess I'll have to call him up and ask him about that.
Yeah, obviously manufacturers are licensed by the ATF. Gunsmith, I don't know what the licensure requirements are there with the ATF or anybody. Don't know how that works.
Well, I would presume they have to have like an FFL just so that they can take the guns in, and if they have to ship them, they can do that, right?
I guess that makes sense. Probably. I'm woefully uninformed in that area.
Woefully. I don't know anybody. I'm pleased to know you just because you used that correctly in the sentence.
I'm informed enough about the English language.
Well, you're an editor, so.
Yeah, but yeah. I don't know enough about gunsmiths and how they're licensed.
Right. We'll have to look into that just because it's fun. Truthaboutguns.com, that's where Dan is doing his thing on a daily basis with a stable of writers, churning out 10, 15, 20 articles a day. Check them out at thetruthaboutguns.com. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you for having me this evening, sir.
All right. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.